It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast with Grandma Matata. And Grandma Matata has selected our opening theme song this week. Grandma, what is that?
Ninja Tuna.
Ninja Tuna? Is that a new song or is that the name of the group? What is that? Grandma, what is that?
That is Kalimba.
Kalimba? So what's the song? Here, go ahead and turn it off so we can start the podcast.
It's called Kalimba, but I guess it has a picture of a ninja and a tuna.
Like a tuna fish?
Like
in the ocean?
It looks like a ninja or it could be a tuna.
Okay. So well, I like that's a good song. That sounds like the kind of song that the kind of song that I would listen to riding a bus on a long journey.
Yeah, well, it's 5 minutes long.
Oh, well, anyway, Grandma, it's been another 7 days. How are you? Grandma,
well,
no strokes today. Come on. How are you today, Grandma?
Boo-Boo's really sick.
Oh, your puppy dog Boo-Boo? Why is he really sick? What happened?
It's a girl.
Why is she really sick?
She has heart cancer.
Yeah. Boo-Boo is only like 3 years old. How does Boo... Okay, here we go again. Let's just do it. I'll bite. Grandma, why does Boo-Boo have heart cancer?
She ate too many hearts. She stole too many hearts from other boy dogs.
She stole too many boy dog hearts.
Yep.
So you're saying
they all fell in love with my beautiful puppy.
You're saying that she's a lady killer, or she's a man killer.
Yep.
She's a man eater.
She's just too sexy.
Oh, she's too sexy for her fur and she don't know it?
Yep.
Okay, so that's how Boo-Boo is, but how are you? Have you been taking your medication?
No.
Grandma.
I didn't take it this morning, so then I went crazy and I let Boo-Boo do my makeup.
Well, yeah, I've been meaning to ask you about that.
Mm-hmm.
How does Boo-Boo do your makeup with all the furry paws and everything?
Between her nails, she puts a makeup brush and goes, stabs my eye. Looks really good, doesn't it?
She doesn't stab. Grandma.
I had 3 full bloody towels because my eye vessels popped.
You popped your eye vessels?
Yes,
Your eyeball blood vessels.
I heal very fast. I'm like a lizard. I grow my tail back.
You don't have a tail, Grandma.
I grow anything that gets hurt. That literally happened like 10 minutes ago.
Is that what happened to your brain, Grandma? Yeah, I guess so. Don't think about it. Just say something.
Ugh. Sure.
Grandma,
Well, it's time for pop music.
Well, I got popped music over here, okay?
Oh.
You picked out the theme song this week.
Can I do the theme musics?
Well, we can... hang on. I want to ask you one more thing. Is there anything else you want us to know about you this week before we get started?
Oh, yeah. You asked me about if I was on the Titanic. Well, guess what? I got my pass.
Well, I know you were on the Titanic, but you were going to tell us... Last week, you were going to tell me something this week of something that happened when you were 6 years old.
Yeah, every year I have my history.
Yes.
My history.
From the great history of Grandma. What happened when you were 6 years old, Grandma?
Me and Boo-Boo were on this pirate ship together.
Okay, a pirate ship.
She had a little claw.
Yeah.
That little hook, and she was like... No, Peter Pan! You can't come on my ship! No!
So you were on the ship with Captain Hook and Peter Pan?
Yes.
And did you go to...
She went over there and she bit Peter Pan and shoved him into the alligator's mouth.
Grandma, do you know why I kind of believe you on that point? Mm-hmm. Because your stories are never, never ending land stories. Never, never Woo-hoo. Land. Okay, well, let's just get this going. Grandma!
Oh, wait. And that's how I met her.
Oh, hold on.
What? I met her... On a pirate ship.
You said that she rescued you from the fire when you were a slave in New York working at the lawn factory where all the grass would grow.
I know, and she saved me from the pirate ship.
Stop.
The iceberg.
Where was the pirate ship at?
I was on her back on the Titanic because she swam into the land. She was like a polar bear.
I want to go back to the pirate ship. Where was this pirate ship at?
In Neverland.
Okay, and where was Neverland at?
In Neverland. We had to fly there.
Yes.
So actually, I met her in my backyard.
In your backyard. Okay.
She...
Was Peter Pan there?
No, I got on her back because she flew me up to the stars. If you go through the star, there's a tiny hole, and you got to shove yourself through it somehow. And there's land in there.
Grandma, you're amazing with your stories that you come up with, but...
I think Boo Boo's better. She saved me.
Grandma, it's time for pop music. This is where we're going to play Grandma a song that she's never heard before. And Grandma's going to send me a song that I already have that I have never heard before. And we're going to rate them.
Can I pick one extra song today that you get to rate?
We can do that, yes.
I have one extra song on my other iPod.
We can do that. But do you want to hear your song for me first or my song for you?
My song for you.
Okay, let me cue this up. Here we go.
Boo Boo picked it up.
This is an interesting song, Grandma. He's singing, I Like Trains. Hey, now, this is pretty catchy, Grandma.
No.
Grandma, this is just so catchy. I like this. This, I like train songs. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good history in train songs, because train songs never go out of fashion. So what do you like this song? Why do you like this song, Grandma? Why do you like this song, I Like Trains?
Because if you watch the video...
Uh-huh, there's a video for it? Okay, I'll have to watch the video for it. Even without the video, it's a nice song.
He's supposed to ask this girl to marry him, but all he says is I Like Trains.
Yeah.
So as soon as he opens up the, open up the thing, he says, I Like Trains, and so it says... Will you marry me? And then the train runs over the wife, and then there's blood everywhere.
That could be a good thing, in a way. I like that song, Grandma.
And then he sits in the front of a train, like right on that front of the train.
Yeah.
That big light. He sits there and holds on, and then it goes like this. And then there's trains coming out of the water like dolphins that go like this.
Uh-huh. Now, who's the artist of this song, Grandma?
Tom Scott.
Oh, the same artist that did last week's song,
yeah.
Do the Flop. I like that song.
Can I pick up another one for you?
No, it's my turn now for you. I got my song for you.
And then
you
can go again.
Then you can go again, okay? My song for you is a little slower, but it's on the same theme song.
Boo boo! Boo boo! Meow!
Grandma, you're not listening. What do you think of that, Grandma? I like this song.
I like it. Come here.
Oh, we lost it. Let me find it back here.
I'm gonna get Boo Boo. Come here.
You can get Boo Boo. So, Grandma, tell me, give me some insight. What do you think of this song? It's a little slower than your train song.
It's okay.
This one's a little more folky.
It's about trains?
Yeah.
I think it should be about guitars.
Guitars?
Well, I like... All I hear is a guitar.
Well, there's some really good harmonies on it. It's almost like a Beach Boys song. If the Beach Boys did a I'm a Train song.
At the end of this, give me the name of that song. I'm going to try to put it on my iPod.
That song I just played you is called I Am a Train by Albert Hammond.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Okay, so let's rate the songs. You want to let's rate these first two, and then you can play me the bonus song that you want to play for me, okay? So I have to say the song that you played for me, I Like Trains, I have to say it's three thumbs going up, and then one thumb levels off, and then a second thumb levels off and goes to the right, and the middle thumb goes just a little bit higher, like a tree, because it goes into all kinds of categories that people could play it. It sounds good. That's why I like it.
The one you gave me is a thumb down going up.
A thumb down going up. So I guess that has potential. I like that, though.
Alright, here's the bonus song.
Okay, bonus song.
Kind of loud.
That's okay. Grandma's queuing up her... What is that contraption? Is that an 8-track tape machine, Grandma?
Kind of.
No, wait, Grandma, that's an old 78 record player. Grandma, how... Is this old 78 record player from the Titanic?
Kind of.
That's amazing. How much is that worth?
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. From a 78 record and vinyl.
I like this one. It's by Nicki Minaj.
It's by Mickey Mouse?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki Minaj. I thought you said Mickey Mouse. Very vast difference between Nicki Minaj and Mickey Mouse. Now, is this her current song? How old is...
Couple years, maybe.
Now, is this a couple years? This sounds pretty good. This is a dance song, not a rap. I like it because it's not a rap song. I don't like much fun of a rap. That's a pretty good song, Grandma.
Grandma's young.
Grandma's young, yeah. So go ahead and turn it down a little bit. What do you like to do when you listen to that song for motivation?
I have taught my sister to dance.
You taught your grandma? I mean, do you taught your sister Petunia how to dance?
No, my sister. My new sister. I adopted her as my sister.
Yo, Grandma, you didn't adopt a new sister. Okay,
her
who did you adopt?
Her name is Ayana.
Oh, and where is Ayana currently?
She's at daycare.
Grandma, why? You mean she's at the ranch?
No, she's only six.
She's six. Is she 66?
I said that she is 6 years old. Her name is Ayana. She's at daycare right now.
Grandma, I think she's at the ranch. Okay. All right. Go ahead and kill that, Grandma. Grandma, we got more. Yes, Grandma. We like Nicki Minaj, but you know I like Mickey Mouse a little bit better. All right.
Bye. At the end, can I pick one more? How about the sleepy song? It's called Sleep Away.
We'll play the sleepy song for the going outro after life advice. Okay. So go ahead and turn it down.
It's called Sleep Away.
Well, turn. We gotta wake up now. Because you know why?
Why?
It's time for the culture report with Grandma Matata.
It's very hot outside. Get some sunblock on and go swimming.
And this is where I'm going to read Grandma Matata two headlines. And she has to pick which one she wants to hear first and give some comment on it. Of some news of the culture. Are you ready, Grandma?
I growed hair.
Grandma, your hair is always growing.
Not yeah. My hair used to be black and white.
Your hair's never black and white. It's always been that auburn blonde that you are.
It's not an auburn blonde. It's brown.
Grandma, there's so many. Okay, I think it's more like a cinnamon roast.
I'm bald.
Ooh, yeah. Grandma, you're not bald. Ugh.
Grandma's super young. You know how young that grandma is?
Yeah, enough to be 2 years old. No. Grandma, you get a choice. Barbecue Feud or Flesh and Branch. Which one do you want to hear?
Flesh and Branch.
Flesh and Branch. You're going to love this one, Grandma. This was pretty unbelievable. Listen to this. There was a mountain biker in New Mexico, and he was riding his bike, and he had an accident, and he crashed into a tree, and a branch from the tree impaled his neck. Right there. I'll show you a picture of it. We'll put it up on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Instagram account. He impaled his neck with a branch. It went in 1 inch. Now, he didn't pull it out, but here's the thing, okay? He continued to ride his bike. He got back to his car. He drove 20 miles to the hospital in New Mexico, where they pulled the branch out and performed surgery on him and saved his life.
Can you bring my boo back?
Can you believe that?
Miss. Yeah.
Can you believe that, Grandma? He had a branch sticking out of his neck. See that? See the x-ray there? The arrow pointing to it? So, if you ever impale yourself with something like a branch, or a pitchfork, or a camera tripod...
Pull it out, bleed, and die.
No, don't pull it out and bleed and die.
My boo-boo!
Grandma, all right.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right, Grandma, I got one more story
thank
for you.
Thank you very much. She'll never run away ever again.
Have you ever stuck yourself with a branch or something by mistake like that?
No, but I can stick a tack through my finger, and I can hang it there, and I can pull it out, and it doesn't hurt me.
Why do you want to put a tack in your finger, Grandma?
I always do it.
Why do you? I've never seen you do it. Why do you want to put a tack in your finger, huh?
I have to clean the tack first. There's so much work to clean one, because they have wall dust on them.
Yes, Grandma. All right, Grandma, I got the last story for you. It's called Barbecue Feud.
Did you get this shot? Look how cute she is.
She is adorable.
Is she in the film?
She is always in the film.
Can you see it right now?
Yes, she's right there.
Oh, it's so cute.
Grandma?
Look how cute she is.
Grandma, why do you think all the weird stories come from Florida?
Because Florida's not a state.
Florida's not a state?
It's a Florida.
It's a Florida. I'm going to accept that answer.
It's a floor. Duh.
It's a floor. That's why all the strange things happen in Florida, because it's a floor. Duh. I like your answer, Grandma Matata. We're going
to
keep that.
Like, you have to walk on it because it's a floor.
Yes.
And then it's like, duh, like, you get it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, stupid.
That's stupid. That's what Florida is. But, okay, there were these two brothers. This comes from St. Petersburg, Florida.
She's so cute.
They tried a barbecue in their backyard. They just want a barbecue, all right? But their neighbor, some lady named Sue Godfreman, has filed 14 complaints against them because she complains that the barbecue smoke is too much and she can't breathe. But here's the thing. The police say they can't do anything. Police can't do anything because they are within the law. You can't stop someone from barbecuing. So they will continue to barbecue. But also, in the defense, they did use an industrial-sized barbecue, which was blowing a lot of the smoke and fumes from the barbecue up in the air, which there is video for on the internet, which we will post also on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Instagram account, which we encourage everybody to come follow us there for things we're talking about. Right, Grandma? You're on there. You're on there all the time.
Boo-boo keeps running away.
Grandma... Anyway, so...
She's supposed to be the star of the show. What is this to do without her?
Grandma, do you barbecue? Have you ever been to Florida and barbecued?
No.
No? How come?
No, but guess what?
Guess... All right, tell me what, Grandma.
That branch story reminds me of a show.
What show does it remind you of?
Oh, there. There is the star.
No, you're the star, Grandma.
Oh, Melissa's the little star.
Grandma? What's the strangest food that you were just going to tell me a barbecue story?
No, the story about the thing in the neck.
Yes, the stick in the neck
it's
guy.
It's from this ER show, and there's a pole.
Yeah.
And this thing's so uncomfortable, I can't even wear it right.
Yeah, you're wearing it right, you're fine.
No, it's like wrapped around me because Booba's like
sleeping. Finish your story, Grandma.
So, there was this pole, I don't know how it got through their neck, but it went through a girl's neck.
Yes.
And there was a boy, and it went through the boy's neck. And if one of them moved, it would pull them and it would really hurt.
Double impaled?
Yep. It went right through a girl's neck.
When did this happen?
A boy's neck. It was on a show.
When did this happen?
Called Untold Stories at the ER. I watch it all the time.
That sounds like.
Guess who I saw on the show?
That sounds like a Ripley's Believe It or Not
story. I saw myself on the show.
Grandma.
Untold Stories at the ER. Guess what? I saw myself on there.
Grandma. Guess
what? I'm so hungry.
Well, how convenient, Grandma. You're so hungry. You know why?
Why?
Because it's time for Critiques Eats. This is where we're going to give Grandma a food that she's never had before, and probably nobody's ever had it before, and she's going to give us her commentary on it. You like the theme song still? We're big here on music. You know that, Grandma. Grandma, you're such a drama. You know what you are, Grandma?
I've been in drama classes since I was 3.
Grandma, you're the drama Grandma.
They took when I was born.
When you were born.
Before I was born. Before you were born. Stomach.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called? Where they put the thing on the stomach?
A C-section?
No. When they look inside you.
Ultrasound.
They did an ultrasound.
Grandma, ultrasound.
They did an ultrasound on my mom, and they see me. With the maracas dancing inside the stomach.
You were dancing in the wound with a pair of maracas.
Yep, and I had a cha-cha dress on, and I was doing the cha-cha.
And do we have any...
With my what is it? Umbilical cord. I was doing the cha-cha with the umbilical cord.
You were not Grandma, okay.
I was a salsa dancer when I was little.
You were not a salsa dancer in the... Okay, maybe you were a salsa dancer
and
in the
wound. That's where I met Boo-Boo was in there, too.
Grandma...
Boo-Boo came to have play dates.
Grandma, this week I have for you to taste something you've never had before. It's a vegetarian, vegan cookie.
Oh, give me that already.
It's a
Grandma's
cookie.
Grandma's grouchy.
Grandma's getting hangry. This is a vegetarian cookie that has no sugar. No.
Oh, that's a huge cookie.
That's a big cookie. It's a lemon poppy seed cookie.
Can I give a piece to my puppy?
And it has absolutely no fat, no artificial colorings, no fructose, corn syrup, and it's kosher. No eggs,
there
no dairy.
Oh, there you go, baby.
And it's high protein, Grandma.
I think Booba likes it.
It could be healthy for you.
You want to try some?
What's the texture of it, Grandma?
I'm sharing. I never even ate it. Who likes it?
It tastes pretty good. But we want your commentary, Grandma. You're the main important one here right now.
It tastes like dog food.
Grandma, I'm kind of concerned when you say things like that, because did you actually taste dog poo?
Dog food.
Oh, dog food. Okay.
I had dog food before.
It tastes, you know, if I would probably eat something like this.
If my mom does, if we say I don't like that, if she cooks something and we don't like it, she gives us dog food.
Oh, jeez, Grandma. You know what I think? It has a nice texture to it, and this is the kind of food I would like to eat on an airplane. You know why?
Ew.
Because you know when you travel, you don't want to feel real heavy and tired? This way you could at least think that you're eating something heavy, something healthy, and still have a cookie.
I'd rather have something unhealthy. That would make me feel just fine.
Well, but, Grandma... So at least if this
was... you want a piece, and you want a piece, right?
If this was the only food in the house, would you eat it, Grandma? You'd go hungry?
I'm starving, so I'll eat it.
Yeah, we don't want you to be starving, because you're so misunderfed and so malnutritioned, aren't you, Grandma? Mm-hmm. They don't feed you at the ranch, do they?
Mm-mm.
Well, what kind of food do they serve you at the ranch when you go out there?
Okay.
When I take you out there? Grandma?
Oh, I walk there. It's 5 miles away.
Grandma, you don't walk to the ranch. You can't even walk to the mailbox.
Don't underestimate me.
I don't underestimate you because you got so many tall tales and stories.
That's it. I'm going to underestimate every single person that watched this show.
Okay, Grandma, on a scale of 1 to 5.
You there? Stop picking your nose.
Grandma,
And you stop getting some water over there.
Grandma, nobody...
I'll see you.
Grandma, finish eating your cookie so you get
over the... Do the mouth closed.
Grandma, how would you rate this cookie on a scale of 1 to 10?
Actually, the more you eat it...
Does it grow on you? Does it taste pretty good?
It's okay.
The way you're eating it, it looks like a jigsaw puzzle. Yeah. I think it looks pretty good.
I think I need to barf off the rasp.
But if someone gave you a double chocolate chip cookie-like vegan cookie, would you eat it? Would you like to try a double chocolate vegan cookie next time?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's a vegan?
Vegan as in vegetarian.
Oh.
See, that cookie has no eggs, no milk, nothing in it. But at least you have the lemon poppy seed going for you.
If it was just poppy seed, I would eat it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Grandma, while you're finished eating it, why don't you give us some life advice? Because we always need life advice from our elders. And I guess Grandma's about as elder as they come, correct? Don't make that face at me in that tone of voice. Grandma.
That's it. I quit. Get that camera out of my face.
You don't quit. You're under...
I'm a drama queen.
You're a drama grandma. Now give us your life advice for this week. What's your number one? Number one bit of a life advice. Grandma.
Always feed Boo Boo.
Besides the dog, what else? Always feed your pets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, always feed your pets.
I already ate this, but she'll still eat them.
Grandma. We got your first bit of life advice. What's the second one?
This is okay for the dog, right?
It should be, yes, because it's pretty much nothing in it. Now, what's the second bit of life advice you got for us this week, Grandma?
Drink soda.
Why do you... Grandma?
I'm really thirsty for some soda.
You don't need any soda. But did you know you can clean your toilet with Coca-Cola?
I would drink the toilet water then.
Grandma, you're not going to drink toilet water with Coca-Cola. Grandma, you're amazing. Okay, look, I'm gonna share this with you since you're not sharing some life advice.
I'll drink it every day.
Coca-Cola has acetic acid or ascorbic acid in it. And when you dump it in the toilet and leave it overnight, it cleans it up to the water level. You still have to scrub it around the places that the toilet won't go.
I'm gonna try that and I'm gonna drink it.
Grandma, you're not gonna drink the toilet water with Coca-Cola in it.
Yeah, though.
You know what I'm gonna have to do before I drop you off back at the ranch? I'm gonna make sure I take all the Coca-Cola you have in the house. That's what I'm going to have to do, because I don't want you drinking the toilet water. Do you have one more bit of life advice for us, Grandma?
Yeah.
What is it?
This cookie tastes horrible, and do not try them.
But you want to try the chocolate, double chocolate vegan cookie. You like it because you didn't have to pay for it, and I brought it to you.
I'm going to give this to Boo Boo.
All right.
Can you see Boo Boo?
All right, Grandma.
You better tell me.
Grandma, give me the last ultimate piece of life advice that we can use this week. Something we can carry with us into the week.
Other dog.
Grandma. You know what? I'm going to... That's it. I think it's time to go back to the ranch.
I have the closing music for you.
Yes, just get us the closing music for us. Oh, Grandma, you're something else. You and your 78 record player there. That thing... The what do they call it? That... You call it that. You call it an Edison, don't you?
Don't worry.
Grandma's got a what they call an Edison, which is, looks like the record player that has that big horn on it and plays, and she's got to crank it up on a vinyl record.
May the Lord sea Paco y abuelo respira.
No, Grandma, that's a good closing theme song. Play that. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of a ballad that would be K-pop or J-pop. Is that what it is? Who is it? Who is it? Grandma!
That's my other puppy.
Oh, Grandma.
Here you go.
Grandma's distracted by a shiny squirrel. Alright, Grandma, say goodbye. This has been the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
There's
again with Grandma Hakuna Matata.
I know that you're in there.
Grandma. All right, Grandma. 3, 2, 1.
Bye.